Monday was a hot, sweltering day at Wapoose Marina, where the members of the Isles Skiff Club of Prince Edward County introduced their sport and talked to media and government dignitaries about the upcoming world competition. 14 members will represent Canada in Scotland for a week-long round of competitions that include 80 clubs from 4 continents. The members train hard every day in preparation, knowing that most of their competitors have a much longer rowing season. The club started in 2015 and now has 40 members all over the age of 50. The skiffs are a 4-man rowing boat built from kits originating in Scotland, and the club now has 3 boats that go on the water 6 days a week. This recreational rowing activity was reintroduced in Scotland in 2009, and there are now 300 boats globally. I chatted with Margaret Martin, one of the organizers, along with Ramesh Puran, who is reporter for Wellington Times, and Margaret had this to say.
Margaret, when did you start rowing?
I started rowing 3 seasons ago, and in fact, that was the time when the group, when some of the club members were over in the World Skiffs in Netherlands. And I live in Cressy, so it was a great opportunity for me to do something in the neighborhood, be on the water. I'm a sailor. I've had a boat for a number of years, and just recently sold it during COVID. And this was a great opportunity for some fitness and some fresh air and exercise. And the club has remarkable people in it with wonderful skill sets that I really enjoy, and find that it's become a focus of my life here.
So why do you enjoy rowing? What is it about it that you enjoy?
I think it can be captured in our little slogan of fun, fitness, and friendship. It offers all those 3. It's beautiful to be on the water first thing in the morning. Spring, summer, fall. We've had some gorgeous rows. We've also had some difficult rows where it's a lot of effort and what we like to think is good exercise. And it just has so many benefits. And there you are. You're done your day with your exercise by 9:30 in the morning, and you can start on to other things.
Maggie, what's the age group? Of the group?
The age group is, I would say, 60 plus at this time. And what we are hoping to do is grow attention and outreach for the club so that we can attract younger members. Because, of course, over time, even in 3 years I've been here, people have aged out or moved or had various health issues that have had them withdraw from the club. So we're looking to build a younger generation that is involved. And of course, we have scheduled rows, six mornings a week, but the boats are available with trained coxes to go out any time during the day. And it doesn't have to, people can book them and put a crew together and a cox and go out and have a great time on the water.
So it's not only about being on the water and rowing, but this club also has a good social
Yes, it has a very good social community, and everyone seems to enjoy it very much. We have our weekly get-togethers post-row on Friday afternoons at Cressy Mustard, and we have a social coming up early August when some of us are back from competing in Scotland. We look forward to getting together with all the club members at that. And we have several socials throughout on the shoulder seasons, too, to keep the club intact and feeling like it's moving forward and anxiously waiting for summer to get out on the water.
And why did you decide to compete in Scotland this year?
I ask myself that many times. Good question. I figure I'm very proud to wear the Canada team jacket. I figure it's the only opportunity that I'll have to do that in my remaining years. Since the competitions are every 3 years, I doubt if I'll be doing it 3 years from now. But maybe I will, I don't know. And it's a great group to be a part of. I'll take advantage of the trip and I'll do a little exploring on my own and then join the team to compete in Stranraer.
Okay, what are you looking for most forward to when you're in Scotland?
The experience of itself. I find it interesting that that this is a rather, although it's an ancient boating style, it's really a relatively new recreational sport, and it's interesting to see that there's clubs coming from 4 continents and, you know, 80 clubs represented, 80 plus clubs represented at the competition. And you always learn when you're there too, and I'm looking forward to cooler weather, which I think we'll get.
And what have you thought of the training that you've had to go through for this?
The training's been brutal. to try and get into shape in 5 or 6 weeks to compete with people who can row all year round is a a massive challenge. But we've had excellent coaching through the leadership in our club, through George and Jane Dean, and of course Reg and Reg Bronskill and Helen Finley have all been very generous with their time and their talent, and you appreciate it. It's hard work when we're doing it, and every morning you get up and think, oh no, not again. You go out and you do the couple of hours and you come back thinking, yeah, that was good, that's good.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Maggie.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And Maggie, how many people are going from this club?
14 rowers and four partners and support people, and we look forward to our cheering gallery.
Yeah. How long has the club been functioning here?
Since 2015, I think it is. They've started to grow out in 2015.
And hoping to expand, of course. And
yes. Yes. Yeah, we hope to grow and bring in new members and attract a younger yeah. rowing crowd.
Of course.
And like I say, there's lots of flexibility in when we can do rows, and hopefully that'll appeal to people.
Local MPP Tyler Elsop wishes the group well.
On behalf of the province of Ontario, it's my pleasure to be here at the Ales of Quinte Skiff Club. I want to wish all 14 members as well as the four support staff the best of luck over in Scotland. My understanding is that there's about 79 clubs represented from four different continents, so we know it'll be really hard competition, but we have all the faith in the world in you, and thank you so much for not only representing our area but also our province and Canada as well, and let's bring it home.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.